Shen, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
No worries. Our pleasure. So this was actually your 7th year doing the Sydney Film Festival. How did this year compare to previous editions of the festival?
It was my 6th year, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. Still.
And look, it was a wonderful year. I'd say many people thought it the best festival of the last several years. I think the program was really much loved by the audience. It was a political and talented program. And for me, it was great that people responded, not just by attending in greater numbers than ever before, but also by really engaging with the film and with the filmmakers who are here with us during the festival.
Now, this year you had more films than ever before, and you just talked about how there was high numbers attending. Why do you think so many people are drawn to festival films?
Well, I think there's a narrowing space for these kinds of films in Australian cinemas. And what you find is that there's really an appetite for these films. And if they're not found in cinemas with the frequency and in the quantity that they once were, people will flock to festivals. I think there's also something to be said of a curated program for people. There's so much out there. There's so many films to watch. There's so many different services. And I think people really appreciate a curation that they trust. And, of course, many people have been coming to Sydney Film Festival for decades and decades. So they really trust what we choose. And I think we've delivered a program that satisfied that.
And now, with the growth of the festival over the last decade, you just talked about how there's not really a place for a lot of these films in Australian film industry. What do you think the Sydney Film Festival represents in our film landscape and for showcasing Australian and international talent?
I think that's really important, showcasing Australian film, the best Australian cinema, alongside the best international cinema. That has, one, the benefit of course, those films being seen by a big audience quite frequently. An Australian film playing at the State Theatre, which has 2,000 seats, is quite a wonderful experience. I think the other benefit is, aside from providing this platform and this engagement between filmmaker and audience, it's also very important for Australian filmmakers to see films from around the world and to look at what's in common with those films, what can be learned from those films, that the experience between Australian and international. People work in such different contexts, and a lot can be learned from each other, and that happens frequently during festivals.
Now, for you personally, what was the biggest highlight of this year's festival? What was your favourite film or moment?
There were many moments. There were many wonderful things. But I think the opening film, We Don't Need a Map, and the reaction to the film and the happiness of the filmmakers was a wonderful moment for me and I think for the audience and for the filmmakers. It was just a great night. A wonderful way to open the festival. And then going right to the end, the closing from Okja was a special moment too, I think, because the director, Bong Joon-ho, is one of my favorite filmmakers and has been for a very long time. And to have him here and to present the film was a wonderful moment for me. But I think the audience also reacted so positively to the film. It was a great moment for him. And I think just there were many, many moments. There were many wonderful screenings, many standing ovations and happy filmmakers, great Q&As. I just point out those two moments, but there were many, many more.
It's definitely a great aspect of Sydney culture at the moment. So finally, looking forward, what are the big plans for next year's Sydney Film Festival? Can you give us a bit of a hint?
Well, we're starting with the planning now, and we look at this year's festival and all the things that worked, what can be improved on. So we haven't quite worked out what we're going to do next year, but I feel we'll the very best of from around the world and from Australia. We'll focus on bringing more and more filmmakers to the festival. So that's what makes the festival, in my mind, having the filmmakers there to discuss the films and really engage with the audience. And let's see what else we'll come up with. But I think each year we think, well, we've reached exactly the right size. We shouldn't expand anymore. We should consolidate, but each year we come up with some new ideas and can't resist them.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Thank you so much for joining us on the line this morning. We really appreciate you making the time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show.